BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Officials in the US state of Georgia say they're investigating threats against jurors who voted to indict former President Donald Trump of conspiring to overturn his loss in the 2020 election. They say they will ensure the safety of the jurors. Anthony Zerker has more details.
The identities of the jurors were actually in the indictment that was publicly released on Monday night, and that is Georgia state policy in order to allow defense attorneys to review those names for any kind of questions they have about the jurors, any kind of proceedings they want to bring arising out of it. What has happened, however, is that Donald Trump supporters have taken these names and doxed them, essentially looked up their addresses and more details about them and shared them online. And that is why law enforcement has got involved, because there have been these reports of death threats made against jurors, and to track down any credible threats and pursue them.
A Brazilian hacker has told a congressional inquiry that he was hired by President Jair Bolsonaro to try to prove that electronic ballots were vulnerable to fraud ahead of the 2022 election. Mr. Bolsonaro lost the vote to President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva by a narrow margin. Leonardo Rocha reports.
The computer expert Walter Delgatti said he was approached by a high-profile congresswoman close to Mr. Bolsonaro, Carla Zambelli, who introduced him to the president and a senior official at the Ministry of Defense. He told the inquiry that she paid him $8,000 and offered him a job in the electoral campaign. The aim was to prove Mr. Bolsonaro's suspicions that hackers could interfere in Brazil's voting system to rig the election. Mr. Delgatti said he wasn't able to tamper with the ballots. Ms. Zambelli has rejected the accusations.
Saudi officials have confirmed to the BBC that the British government has invited Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to visit the UK. The visit has been strongly criticised by opposition parties and human rights groups. Here's Frank Gardner.
The Saudi Crown Prince, still only in his late 30s, is credited with transforming Saudi society for the better. He scrapped the ban on women driving and he's brought back public entertainment, long banned by the religious clerics. He's also investing Saudi Arabia's massive oil wealth in diversifying the economy away from petrochemicals. He's widely suspected of ordering the murder of Jamal Khashoggi, a Saudi journalist critical of his policies. The prince denies any involvement, but human rights activists firmly believe he should not be invited to Britain.
Iranian state media say security forces have arrested 12 members of what they have described as an anti-national riot group. They're reported to have been planning riots and vandalism to mark the anniversary of the outbreak of nationwide protests last September. BBC News. France is sending an elite police unit into the city of Marseille in an effort to clamp down on drug-related violence. Eight people have been shot dead in August alone as rival gangs attempt to seize control of the trade in cannabis and cocaine. 36 have been killed this year, many of them teenagers. An alliance of seven political parties in South Africa has signed a pact in a bid to unseat the governing African National Congress in the 2024 election. The multi-party charter for South Africa said if they came to power, they would work together and allocate ministerial positions and parliamentary seats. The pop star Britney Spears and her husband Sam Asghari have separated after 14 months of marriage. A divorce petition filed by Mr. Asghari late on Wednesday signs irreconcilable differences. Sean Dilley has more details.
The Los Angeles divorce petition seen by the BBC suggests that cracks appeared quickly. The couple had been dating for nearly 6 years when they married in a small but star-dusted wedding at the singer's California home last year. That June ceremony, which counted Madonna, Drew Barrymore and Paris Hilton among the guests, took place 7 months after the pop star was released from a 13-year conservatorship that had put her financial affairs in the hands of her father, Jamie. Now the intensely private Grammy-winning pop sensation finds her personal life in the spotlight once again.
The International Chess Federation says it's temporarily banning transgender women from competing in its women's events. The federation said it would be monitoring developments in transgender legislation to see how they could be applied to the world of chess. Many sports have reviewed their transgender policies, but chess doesn't involve comparable levels of physical activity. BBC News.